Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
It's 5 p.m. It's the Wake Up Call.
So we were on vacation all last week. Katie went down to Disneyland, and I flew back to Pennsylvania by myself to check in on my dad. Kevin went on vacation as well, technically, under the legal definition he did, but did not tell us where he was going or what he was doing. And I am honestly very curious about it because, like, what did you do? I don't even know what you did.
So much. I did so much.
Want to fill us in?
Oh, sure. Why don't you tell us? Here's the thing. When we go away, Katie and I just keep texting, right? Like when we're on vacation, because we've got attachment issues. Kevin, it's like Kevin's dead.
Yeah. Ew, no. I just like to, you know, take myself away from the digital world sometimes.
Sometimes you're taking yourself away from the digital world when we're trying to talk to you about work.
Right. What did you do?
I did a lot of family spending, a lot of self forgiveness, okay. Finding myself.
What'd you forgive yourself for?
For being very slow in life.
Okay.
Oh,
not
Kevin.
Having find the love of my life yet.
Okay.
And over the vacation, I really learned to love myself more than I already do.
That's right. Good. And it only took a week.
I mean, it's a very fast and quick journey. And also, I went to, like, concerts in the park and lots of parties.
Okay.
Yeah. So after the self-discovery, partying it out made it better.
Wow, that was a lot in a week.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
One week, huh?
Whole week.
So I guess this was a staycation.
Yes, but okay. In the mind, I was somewhere else.
All right. Can we go back to forgiving yourself for a second? You forgave yourself for not finding the love of your life?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that your fault?
Everyone has their time where they fall in love, and mine's just not right yet.
No, I know what love means, but what about that was your fault?
Well,
would you forgive yourself?
Yeah, fault. I'm very
picky.
How
is it his fault?
Well, we know somebody that cannot meet somebody and settle down, and it's 1,000%
his fault. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's his fault.
So,
You know what? Kevin might kind of be in that same category as I think about it.
No, I'm ready to commit.
No, like you have unreasonable standards for the people that you want to date.
Expectations. Well, time is running thin and I don't want to go, like, you know.
You don't want to be alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
All these videos on social. Oh, stay off social, guys. Everyone's getting married, having babies.
We've been telling you that for a long time.
Falling in love.
Right, yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, good. I'm glad that you've healed.
Yeah.
And I am, you should write a book, though, because if you can find a way to get over all your baggage
all
in one week.
It's
while
amazing.
You also managed to find time for family.
Yeah.
You found time for partying and all of the self-discovery and healing all in one week.
Well, like, surprisingly, my nephew taught me the self-discovery.
A two-year-old.
Yeah.
This is more.
You know, kids have no, like, you know, they don't care about what people think.
Yeah.
So he told you,
live your life.
He's so wise.
I know, right?
Like a little Buddha. That's amazing. Well, Kevin, I'm glad that you had a wonderful vacation.
I missed you guys.
Thank you.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So I flew back to Pennsylvania to take care of my father. And he's not doing great. But we had a good time. And I was staying in a hotel because my dad, God bless him, when I got to his apartment, I've never seen his apartment. He moved there 4 years ago after he had a stroke, and I've never seen it. This is the first time I saw it. And it looked pretty much like I expected. And I did stay at a hotel. Well, I had to switch hotels, like leave the hotel and find another one because of what happened in the middle of the night. I check into the hotel right after my plane lands And it was very late and I was starving. That's why I remember the fact that there was a Wendy's in the parking lot of this hotel. And I was devastated the Wendy's was closed because I was like, oh, like a mirage. Finally, I can get a square burger.
As God intended.
And then it was closed. I was like, ah, I'll get it in the morning. I wake up in the morning and I fling the window drapes open like I'm a king. And I see the Wendy's and it's in tatters. What? Like a tornado rolled through or something like that. Like,
you sent me the pictures. That is what it looks like.
A truck in the middle of the night, tractor trailer, lost control, drove through it. The Wendy's, through it, and then didn't stop, crashed into my hotel, not far from where my hotel room was. Now, I was not on the ground floor. I was one floor above it. But usually, you would think that something like that would wake you up. And I slept through it. I was so confused when I woke up and looked at the Wendy's. I said out loud to myself, that was a whole Wendy's last night, wasn't it? Having a whole conversation like, have I been asleep for years? Is this how the apocalypse starts? And I like staggered outside in my sleepy shorts and everything.
Oh my God.
And to see it, and there was all these people standing there. I didn't see an ambulance and I didn't see, so I don't think anybody was hurt.
No, it sounds like it happened like when nobody was there.
Yeah, but I think the driver was fine too.
Oh, I see.
I think the Wendy's slowed him down enough.
How was Wendy?
Not there.
Not well.
She was sleeping. Text truck, by the way, T-R-U-C-K to 909-1065 to see the pictures and video.
So Gavin sends me this picture of the Wendy's in tatters. And I don't know what he's sending me at first. It's like, oh, wow, they're taking down a Wendy's. That is wild. Pennsylvania, huh? And then he tells me the story. And the concern I have, you believe yourself to be the protector of your family.
Yeah.
Okay? You sleep with a knife next to your
bed. It's not a knife.
It's a screwdriver.
It's a screwdriver. Thank you, Kevin. A big, long screwdriver. Okay. I'll stab it right in your neck. Don't even try.
Well, unless you enter the home a little quieter than a big rig through a Wendy's, because if you can manage to do that, you get to take them all. You get every member of his family, put them in a bag, take it like the Grinch.
That's actually a really good point. Unless you're going to invade my home and go, ah! Where are you at?
Okay, well,
I'm not waking
also
up.
Shake you.
Right, that too.
Okay, you know what he blamed his ability to sleep through this on?
What?
The Nod Pod that he wears over his eyes to keep the dark out.
A Nod Pod made you sleep through this?
It's an eye mask. It's a weighted eye mask. You're powerless against it. It's like taking 15 Ambien. I sleep with a CPAP machine and a Nod Pod weighted eye mask.
Yeah.
I look like I'm preparing for re-entry into the solar system. And I am starting to rethink my lifestyle a little bit.
Sure.
That I sleep too deep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Because if you're just joining us, I slept through a tractor trailer driving through a Wendy's and then smashing into my hotel right by my room. Again, you can see the pictures and the video by texting truck to 916-909-1065.
As a person with sleep problems, who really struggles to stay asleep, fall asleep at night, I have to basically take a horse tranquilizer and still mama wakes up. I can't. You live a privileged life.
1065 The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
It's been a while, but we are here. Did she get better or did she get worse in the game known as Are You Smarter Than Katie? We're about to find out. Did you keep up with current events while you're on vacation?
Really, no.
Uh-oh.
Not much.
Uh-oh. All right, well, Let's see how you do against the formidable opponent, Jimena. Good morning, Jimena.
Good morning.
Welcome to Are You Smarter Than Katie? Brought to you by Garden of Eatin' Restaurants. Five questions dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how many you get right versus how many Katie gets right. Here we go. Katie has left the studio. Question one. There is still a ripple effect happening from the global IT outage. More flights are still canceled, adding to over 2,000 already canceled flights. In addition to the 9 million Windows devices and 911 call centers, they were affected as well. What does IT stand for?
Oh my gosh. Something technician, dang it, I don't know.
Alrighty, question two. Bella Hadid is thinking about suing Adidas after they canceled her campaign she did that was inspired by the 1972 Munich Olympics. The controversy was not acknowledging the Palestinian terrorist massacring Olympians from what country?
From Palestine, right?
They were Palestinian terrorists.
Oh, from Israel?
Okay. Question three. Disneyland unions have decided to approve a strike. The departments that could strike are the ride operators, merchandise clerks, and the candy makers. No word on when or even if the strike will happen as negotiations are still ongoing. Name three of the eight lands of Disneyland.
The lands?
Huh?
You mean like, I don't know what you mean, like California Adventure?
Nope. Disneyland's divided up into eight lands. Name three of them.
Like the Fantasy Land, I think, and then there's the,
All right, 3 seconds. Three.
I don't know.
Alrighty. Question four. Weird Al released his first new song since 2018, and it did shockingly well on Spotify. It's another polka medley of modern pop songs, something he's done his entire career. And his new one has Shake It Off, Vampire, and even WAP, which has caused WAP to trend again on Twitter. Which musical group is the accordion part of?
I don't know.
Alrighty. And question five. Big news from the weekend was that President Joe Biden is stepping out of the presidential race. He endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris, and much to the shock of media, Democrats seem to have their full support behind her without a fight. She raised $50 million in 9 hours, but if she raised $50 million in 4 hours, how much would that have been per hour?
$50 million? 59 in 4 hours?
How much would it be per hour if she raised $50 million per...
12.5 million.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. Jimena, it sounds like we're going through a lot today. What's going on?
Oh my gosh, those were some really hard questions.
Yeah.
They were okay.
Kevin says they were just okay. All right. Jimena, I'm going to put you on hold. Katie's, are you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Question one. We are still in a ripple effect from that crazy global IT outage.
Yeah.
That was nuts. More flights are still canceled today, adding to over 2,000 canceled flights.
And do we know what caused it?
It's hard. Kevin, do you know?
No, it's okay.
It wasn't a terrorist attack.
Okay, that's what I know
that. It was like just like a glitch or something like that.
Little boy.
Yeah, 9 million Windows devices were affected, including Starbucks. Oh. Yeah. what does IT stand for?
Information technology.
Uh-oh. Wow. Yeah. Information technologies. Question two. Bella Hadid is thinking about suing Adidas after they canceled her campaign that she did that was inspired by the 1972 Munich Olympics. And the reason why was there's controversy because they did not acknowledge the Palestinian terrorists massacring Olympians from what country during those Olympics?
France.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so how was so she. This is a modeling campaign mm-hmm. with Adidas,
mm-hmm.
and she wants the massacre of Olympians to be somehow represented in this advertising campaign for Adidas.
I believe that she is suing because Adidas canceled it.
I understand that, but like.
And Adidas canceled it because of all the people that were mad that they did it.
Right. I'm just saying, like, I don't know that people are understanding what advertising campaigns are.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe that just wasn't a good idea to pick those Olympics.
Perhaps. I agree. I mean,
to
listen,
model
I,
shoes after.
Sure.
The answer was Israel.
Oh.
Question
right. okay.
three. Disneyland unions have decided overwhelmingly to approve a strike. The departments that could strike are the ride operators, the merchandise clerks, and the candy makers. No word on when or even if the strike will happen, but it is approved. Negotiations are still ongoing. Name three of the eight lands of Disneyland.
Okay. Adventureland. Fantasyland. Tomorrowland.
There you go.
New Orleans Square. Galaxy's Edge. Toontown.
Okay. Question four. Weird Al released his first new song since 2018, and it did shockingly well on Spotify. And it's causing a trend for one of the songs to trend again. I mean, that's what I meant to say. It's in the polka medley of modern songs, something he's done his whole career. And some of the songs are Shake It Off, Vampire, but WAP by Cardi B is in there.
So funny.
And out of nowhere, WAP by Cardi B is trending again.
Great.
Which musical group is the accordion in? 3 seconds.
It's
three.
Not air, but it's
two.
Wind.
Yeah. It's a member of the wind group. The old squeeze box, as Katie calls it.
I don't.
From her days on the sea. And question five, of course, the big news over the weekend was that President Joe Biden is stepping out of the presidential race. He endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris, and it's probably going to be her, because much to the shock of media, Democrats aren't fighting. They all are pretty much coalescing right behind her. She raised $50 million from small dollar donations in about 9 hours.
Wow, from small dollar?
Yeah, all small dollar. However, if she raised $50 million in 4 hours, how much would that be per hour?
Okay, so she did $50 million in 9 hours?
Forget about that. She
Don't
did $50
do
million dollars in, if she did 50 in four, how much would that be per hour?
$20-something.
$12.5 million.
Oh, man, I am at a disadvantage because I can't write the math out because I have a broken right hand.
When has writing it helped
okay.
you?
Kevin?
What? It's true.
We were all thinking it. You didn't need to say it. All right. Jimena?
I am injured.
Are you there? Are you okay?
I'm here.
All right, good. Final score.
God.
Jimena, you got two. Katie got three.
Oh, thank
you.
Katie wins.
Shut up.
Katie wins. We're going to add $20 to the jackpot, playing for $80 tomorrow. Jimena, what is it, though, that you want to tell us?
I'm not smarter than Katie today.
No. Not today.
But thank you for calling, and I hope you still had fun.
It's Katie from the Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF, and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues, and now we have the most amazing little Morgan, and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
Kevin, help me out with this one because he's an avid player of Farmville, the app and Facebook game, and I am calling Travis, who is one of the admins of a Facebook group for farmers, real farmers, and I am calling Travis so that he can help me become a Farmville farmer.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Travis.
Yeah, this is Travis.
Hi, Travis. You're one of the admins for the Farmers Guild, right, on Facebook?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Okay, cool. My name is Raul, and I hope you don't mind. I got your name and number because I reached out to a bunch of people. I'm new to the Facebook group, but I had, like, farming questions, and everybody said that you would be good to answer them.
Oh, yeah. What do you need, man?
Do you mind if I ask you, like, what kind of farming do you do?
I mean, we're predominantly a cattle farm, but we you know, have corn as well. We have a few fields.
So I'm just starting out. So I just need to know, like,
well,
how do
congratulations, number one.
Oh, thanks. I'm pretty excited about it. I've been thinking about it for a while. I've seen the ads, you know. So, like, I'm finally going to start. I just want to know, like, how do I get started on farming?
Okay. Well, how much land did you buy, Raul? How big is it?
No, I haven't downloaded it yet.
I'm sorry. I think we maybe got our wires crossed. What do you mean?
Like, I haven't gone on my phone and downloaded the app yet. So I don't know how big my farm's going to be yet. I don't even have a login, to be honest.
See, Raul, I don't think we're talking about the same thing here. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Are you talking about farming?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
What do you have to download?
The Farmville. I got to download the game.
Farmville.
Yes.
Farmville.
Yes.
Okay. Is this a joke?
No. I don't understand what's going on. Isn't this the Farmers Guild?
Yes, but I don't play farm. That's that Facebook game, right? I don't play that Facebook game.
You can play it on your phone, too. Yeah.
Right, but I'm just on Facebook as a form of connecting with other farmers. I'm not. That's not my farm.
That's what I want to do. I want to connect with other farmers. Yeah, I want to build the best farm that I can. You know, I don't like spending a whole lot of money on this. So I need to know, like, is it better to grow the tomatoes or the corn or the potatoes? I'm not even sure.
Okay, so I don't think that you're understanding me when I say that the Facebook group is not for playing Farmville. It's for farmers, okay?
Well, Travis, I don't want to cut you off here, but really, I mean, what's the difference? They're very similar.
I'm not sure I even know what to say to that. They have almost nothing in common.
To be fair, though, have you ever played Farmville?
No.
Okay, so you probably have no idea. So that's what I'm saying. Like, let's not go into this with prejudice. Let's go into this and let's help it. Farmer to farmer.
You are not a farmer.
Well, I'm not a farmer yet.
You don't have any plans on becoming a farmer. You have plans on playing Farmville.
Probably download it today. Once you give me some guidance on what to do, what to get.
I don't have any guidance to give you, Raul. There's nothing that I can help you with.
Well, why are you running this Facebook group? Why are you running the Farmers Guild Facebook group if you don't know?
It's not a Facebook group for you.
Well, okay, let me ask you this. We got off on the wrong foot. What is the difference?
What is the difference between Farmville and farming?
Yes.
As if there's only one difference?
Yeah, well, okay, two. Okay, yeah, what are they?
One, I don't think you wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to play Farmville.
Oh, God, okay? No. I go to bed at 4.
Not a farmer. Right off the bat, there's that.
Well.
Two, dealing with livestock.
I got. Do you know how many babies they make? I gotta. And then you have to bottle feed all the babies. You gotta brush the babies, or you know, if I'm gonna get into the sheep business on Farmville, I gotta probably shear them. You know, and then I gotta figure out how to sell my wool.
Honestly, I don't know what to say to you.
Sounds like livestock to me.
It sounds like what people think farming is. Sure.
Exactly.
What do you mean? You don't say exactly like you just won the argument with me.
I didn't lose it.
Oh, my God. I'm done here.
Can I tell you one more thing? None of this is real. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a phone scam. It's a prank phone call.
You said, I knew there was something going on. And then
your wife, Christine, is the one who emailed me and wanted me to do this.
Oh, my God.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
Say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's
it
for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So, Katie found a really interesting study that says that if you're going to marry somebody, they need to have this quality at equal of you. And if you don't, not good. What is it?
That's a very complicated way of saying it. The study found that people are most likely to marry people that are the same level of attractiveness as you. So wherever you land on the hot scale, if you're a six, you're most likely to marry a six. And that most people have a pretty good idea of where they are in the hotness scale. Like they aren't seeing themselves through rose-colored glasses. They know. Like if you're an uggo, you kind of know.
Okay.
If you're a hottie, you know.
Most cases.
I mean, that's what the study found.
Right.
Most people
understand
where they land and choose somebody that's the same level of hotness.
Right. Or, well, pretty close. Or pretty close.
Pretty close.
Nobody's like equal, but
I mean,
there's always one person that's like a little bit more attractive.
I kind of thought that I was the person that like was. And I think my husband's a very handsome man. But I always thought I was kind of higher on the hotness scale than he was. Like, he married up. Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing.
You don't agree?
I agree that you are more attractive than Mike.
Good recovery. Thank you. Good recovery there, Kevin.
Yeah. I think
he, of course, is going to say that, by the way.
Why? What do you mean?
I don't think it's true.
What?
I don't think it's true. I think it's true now. I don't think it was true at the time that you guys met.
You're on your own.
Hey, I didn't start this off by laughing at her.
Please go on and tell me more.
I think that you are more attractive than him now.
Okay, but where was I when
I said my piece.
So are you saying that when we first got married,
you
thought that I was the one marrying up?
Yeah.
I'm pissed for you.
How? Why?
We have run out of time for this segment.
No, we just started.
I think you were bigger.
I mean,
you've lost weight since then.
The same weight then, probably, as I am now.
Well,
I mean, I probably have more muscle now.
Yeah, you're shaped differently.
I'm shaped differently.
Well, okay. Well, yeah. There you go.
Wait a second. Is this your thing where you just feel like if a person's skinny, it just means they're attractive?
No.
Because if that's the case, my husband will always be more attractive than me because he doesn't ever put on weight.
No. Because you're not skinny. So,
right?
So, no. Clearly, that's not true.
What is it? Okay, then let me ask you this.
What are you doing?
I'm just asking questions.
I paid you a compliment.
Okay.
If you're just joining us, Katie's mad at me because I said she's pretty.
No. So what is it about me now that makes me more attractive than my husband?
Well, you've done things to improve yourself. Okay. So you've lost. You say the number hasn't changed. I don't care about the number.
Okay.
You have changed your body composition.
That is true.
So you are better looking now than you were when you met him.
My face, though, the only thing I've changed on my face is that my upper lip is bigger. Nothing about the rest of my face is different.
Mm. Well, but your face is, that's 10% of your body.
Okay, so you are basing this all on.
And maybe he has gone down a little bit.
Oh, boy.
Wow. This is all bad. See, here's the thing.
He's decided to wear a beard. And don't get me wrong.
I thought you loved his beard.
I love beards. I do.
I thought you thought his beard made him look hotter.
But no, you said hotter. I think his beard makes him look more mysterious. And that is a nice way of saying that sometimes he looks like he jumps boxcars.
Oh, that is for sure.
Like sometimes he comes over to my house. Now, granted, it's usually in hot weather, but his hair's crazy.
His hair is never crazy. He's just gotten out
well,
of
then
the
maybe
pool.
Take the hat. Maybe he took the hat off. Okay,
get in the pool. And
he's got a big bushy beard, so sometimes when he first comes in, it's like, okay, well, I mean, here comes Beauty and the Beast.
You. Well, that's good because
that is good. Thank you very much.
Men should feel like they married up, so that's good.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
What is something that your mom kept from your childhood? Call or text us right now at 916-909-1065 and tell us what it is. Bonus points if she tried to give it to you as an adult. All right, we want to hear your comments. This is your show, 909-1065. And the reason we're talking about this is because Kevin brought something up that is interesting because he is not a parent. He is not a mother, but he has already started to keep things from someone and for someone. And who is that person, Kevin?
My nephew.
And what are you keeping? Because he's only, what is he, two?
He's two, yeah. He has done so many like art projects in his little daycare thing, and they're like ugly. But like, I get it. He's a kid.
Sure.
And I have a whole file full of them.
That's so sweet, Kevin.
So cute. They are learning about clouds.
Why are they going to you and why aren't they going to his parents?
Well, because he made it specifically for me.
I see. Okay.
That's
all right.
So cute.
So we want to know what are some things that your parents kept from you or kept for you? Well, text message we already got in to 916-909-1065. That was really, it's funny because it really makes our mothers seem like serial killers. Teeth and hair.
Yeah. There's a lot of that. We put that on Facebook. Somebody said that her mom made her baby teeth into earrings.
Oh my God.
And then tried to give it to her.
What?
As an adult. And she was like, no, you can hold on to them a little bit longer.
You know who else took body parts and made it into jewelry?
Viet Cong.
Leatherface.
Oh.
Viet Cong. Wow, that's very historically specific.
Well, isn't it right?
I don't know. I never heard that.
Okay.
Well.
Here's what I don't understand. I completely understand keeping things of your kids because, you know, they're getting older and you're going to miss when they were little and they were doing these funny things, right? What is the age that eventually our parents go, I don't want this anymore? It was so important to me.
Yeah.
Sometimes people put it in boxes so that the time can't get to it, you know, to preserve it.
Right.
And then there hits an age.
Yeah.
Where your parents go, could you get this out of my house?
My mom's in this era right now in a big way. The Purge Gavin's past era.
Right. Loved it. Now.
Every single time, it feels like every single time my mom sees me, she has two things for me. One, an article for me to read that she's pretty sure I'm going to be really interested in.
Yeah.
And two, something from my childhood.
Yes.
Like, she saved progress reports and like elementary school tests. I mean, we have a mom on hold that has kept stuff. It's an interesting perspective. It's the other side. Yeah. Let's talk to Sherry. Good morning, Sherry.
Hi.
Now, you say you have kept all of your kids' baby teeth, right?
All of them.
All right, now let me ask you, what's the plan?
I tried to give them to them, and they don't want them.
Of course not!
I have my kids' baby teeth? Yes, I do.
See?
My plan was never 30? To offload them onto them, though.
It's, you know what it is, Sherry? I honestly think that it's just guilt. We hang on to these things
and
because...
then we can't get rid of
the
them.
Idea of throwing exactly. something that you grew in your womb
yeah. and
have it be just like a front tooth
yeah.
in the trash can feels so just
wrong.
Right.
I thought they'd want them.
Have you thought about making them into an earring?
No.
Okay, well, there's still time. We put this up on Facebook and Karen said a chicken pox scab.
Ew!
She scrapbooked it for me.
Oh my god!
Dust, of course.
Oh my god! I mean, I saved my kids' umbilical cord.
Well, yeah, I have
things.
Those.
Well, what's the difference, really? It's still a biohazard to keep something like that.
I mean, one gave sustenance to your child, and
the other was
a disease
in the herpes family.
Right. Brooke said my mom kept almost everything, all the cards from the baby shower and my first birthday, the wrapping paper that lined the drawers of the dresser that was recently given away.
Oh my god,
mom! Wow. Come on,
what else we have on there?
This Julie said. My mom kept a bunch of my baby clothes, which isn't all that weird, except she's had them sewn into a quilt for me a few years ago and gave it to me. Now I'm a single woman, no kids, who owns a blanket of my own baby clothes. And I've been told there's a scrapbook of my childhood school projects in the works, so I'm sure that'll make a great coffee table book.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. Oh, my God. Keep your text messages coming in to 916-909-1065.
Oh,
first date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Second date update time. And we are talking to Lucy this morning. Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning.
And I understand that you went on a date with a guy named Matt, and you were really into Matt. Tell us how you met Matt, and then also tell us about the date.
Well, I met Matt on a dating app, and we hit it off a little bit, I guess. You know, we had a few, like, interests. It was a good date. I really enjoyed myself. He was personable.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So
what did you guys do?
So what, you know what? I don't even care. What has happened since the date? He ghosted you?
Well, yeah, for the most part. I don't know. He just kind of, it's getting distant.
Okay.
Bonding much.
Just seems like we're
pulling teeth a little bit, but that's okay. Okay, well, here's the good news. We've got Matt on the phone.
Yeah, somebody else.
I cannot possibly imagine why he did not want to have a second date with you.
Right.
But I would like to find out from the horse's mouth.
All right, so Lucy, we're going to put you on hold. You'll be able to hear everything that Matt says, and then we're going to conference you guys together. We'll see how that goes. It's the second date update, okay?
Okay.
All right. Lucy's now on hold. Let's talk to Matt. Good morning, Matt. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. So we told you you're on the second date update on the Wake Up Call. And listening in right now is the girl Lucy that you took on a date. What happened on this date? And why don't you want a second one?
You look at her profile picture. She has so many things on her profile pic as far as having fun. And, you know, live, love, laugh. And, I just don't understand it. She just didn't find me interesting. That's how I feel.
I don't know what it is. Hold on.
Well, she's the one contacting us wanting a second date with you.
Right, but we were having a good time. Like I said, if you look at her profile picture.
Enough with her profile picture.
but no, it's like false advertising. Part of her profile picture
was false advertising?
She just didn't laugh at, I mean, she didn't laugh at any of my jokes. She didn't smile. Like, mind you, she's beautiful. I think she's great.
Okay.
We're having a blast. Well, you know, I started off having a good time anyway, and I just noticed she just does not laugh at any, she's like so blocked.
Okay,
weird.
That is starting to track a little bit.
Yes, that we picked up on. Yeah.
She's so bland, you know?
Okay.
And I'm not getting bland out of you, but no. I got to tell you. This is a couple. You guys are confusing me. And, all right.
Energy is everything.
Yes, sure.
You know?
Got it. The profile picture. Yes. Lucy, you're back on with us. Are you there?
Hey, guys.
Hey. Okay, so... You heard what Matt had to say. You guys don't want a second date. And
I got to tell you something. I don't want you guys to have a second date either.
I think I understand why Matt doesn't want to have a second date. He threw a lot at us and also didn't at the same time. But does it make sense to you? Lucy?
He says you didn't seem interested in him on the date because you didn't really react to any of the things he says. Have you ever heard anybody say that about you before?
No.
Okay.
So,
but you had a great time on the date, you're saying.
I did. I'm just not an expressive person, I guess.
Not an expressive person? Lucy, you didn't laugh at, like, not one thing I said. And, you know, I'm kind of a funny guy, like.
I mean, I guess I'm not a laugh-out-loud type of person, maybe?
So
you'd be, like, a crack-a-smile type of person, like.
Okay, Matt, is it possible you're not Mr. Chuckles the way you think you are?
Listen, when you like a person,
now that's funny.
I'm tricky. When you like a person, you laugh at their jokes, even if they aren't funny. Okay,
right, Lucy.
But yes, I have a lot more energy.
You definitely have more energy. I can see that. Yeah.
Lucy, so you're just a person that doesn't laugh.
Not often.
So hold on. So when things are funny,
so
you'll point out and say that's funny, but you won't laugh, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, no, I've known people like this in my life.
I've never known anybody like her.
I have. And I got to say, it's jarring for people who, you know, are pretty funny people like me and Katie and clearly Matt.
Oh, man.
So, like, it makes me think, I won't speak for the two of them, but it makes me think that you're lying when you say that or you're being sarcastic of some sort. We have shockingly run out of time. I wasn't sure if we were going to be able to time.
We have learned so much and so little. This is truly one of my favorite second date updates we've ever done.
So clearly this is not a match made in heaven. It's a second date update on the Wake Up Call. Keep the text messages coming to 916-909-1065 because to quote Lucy, they're funny.
That is funny.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.